can. You can try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. You can try the best you can. You can try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough.
Still sound coming out of those speakers, even when I turned them off. Sounded like me falling down a well filled with static. You know where I can find a well filled with static? That'd be pretty cool.
I bet Lassie does.
Yeah. anyway, I'm Jake. Same as I always am. Same as it never was. With me tonight, Hot Stuff and Riff, and also Pez Boy, because we thought we would talk about our camping trip.
To Utah.
Nothing more exciting than listening to some dudes talk about a camping trip. I don't understand how we're going to talk about the camping trip. Hot Stuff suggests using words.
Yeah.
But I don't know which ones to use. What I was hoping was that...
You could get a thesaurus.
You know what we do. We pull out your iPhone.
Yeah.
Which has the GPS route.
Yeah.
And then we can be all like, remember this time when we suddenly jumped a mile south and then back north and fucked up all the satellites?
I really am pissed off about the sort of crappy quality of GPS tracking on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, it'll lose signal sometimes because it's cloudy. Sometimes there are legitimate reasons, like we went through some caves and it loses signal then, that's fine. You know?
But then they would install GPS satellite emulators in the roofs of caves, that you wouldn't get lost.
That would be nice. But then sometimes, for no apparent reason, it just misreports your location by like a mile. And then it...
What was cool was that, yeah, during our day's hikes, we would frequently have average speeds of like 60 miles an hour. Or max speeds of 60 miles an hour. Yeah. I guess the averages were usually fairly sane.
But every day there was at least 1 or 2 miles of just extra random bullshit added to our routes.
It's easy to identify, right? It's the time when you suddenly go a mile in a perfectly straight line, yeah, and then come back to that. It's kind of like the escort missions in World of Warcraft, right? Like, I feel like that's what happens, right? This is a point where something aggroed us. We had to run really fast over, fight this monster, and then run back to where we were on the path.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
Whether it was closer to where we were going or not.
Right.
Yeah. So what I was hoping was that you would have, like, your camera, and you would look at the pictures and reconstruct.
I'm going to put together a website for that, but, like, haven't had time. Yeah, I've had work.
What do you mean you haven't had time?
I haven't had time.
That counts as work. You're going to bill me for it.
I wasn't going to, but now I am.
So, yeah, we... Memory points a lot of times Hot Stuff started to kill himself.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't take pictures of those times.
That's true. Nobody got pictures of the times when you and Sorab tried to commit suicide. They were pretty stupid. A lot of...
Is it some kind of lover's death pact?
Yeah, I think so. Really? I think so. It was just every time they saw something dangerous, they were like, let's go climb on that. Hey, that looks like a really long drop. Let's see if we can climb out along the edge of it and go somewhere that we could probably get arrested for being if a park ranger showed up.
Yeah, Stuff, I know how much you like the climbing around in World of Warcraft, but
yeah.
Real life doesn't work quite the same way.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You don't just respawn at the nearest graveyard.
Yeah.
You might.
I guess that's true.
You have no idea.
And there's no graveyard in Arches National Park, so you're really far away either way.
Yeah, you're going to have to run a long way, and it's like really canyony territory, so...
Huh.
You can't suddenly use your gnomish parachute, which fails to open.
True.
We could have... I was carrying some jumper cables, though. So, you might have been okay, but probably not.
That's why your bag was so heavy.
It was, yeah.
That's awkward.
So, yeah, we did 3 days of 3 days of car camping, right?
4 days.
4 days. We went to Moab. Moab kind of was lame.
No, it's okay. It wasn't like New York City.
Sure.
Or Vegas or something.
Get a rope, I said.
But
you still have your membership to that private club, right?
I do. It's good for like 3 weeks.
So we could totally go back.
That's
and
true.
Out there.
Some kind of bullshit that lets you have one drink. I was like, I'd like a double Jack and Coke, please. And he was like, nope. I didn't say a double Jack and Coke, actually. I was channeling Jamin there for a second. I was like, I'd like a double Jack on the rocks. And he was like, nope. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, sort of tried to get a double shot. And yeah. I wouldn't give it to him as well. Yeah.
So but got to sell two.
You can sell two single shots.
One time, but you couldn't buy a double shot.
Yeah. Because that law is accomplishing something.
Utah closes early, right? Because, like, you can't buy high alcohol content beer or wine after midnight, and then you can't buy any after 1.
No, the alcohol you can only buy... Oh, you mean in the bars.
In the bars.
Right,
and
in the bars.
State-sponsored liquor store. Do the bars stay open later, but you can only get cheap beer?
You get 1 hour
after midnight.
You get one hour of
3.2 beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not
That's so you can sober up while you're drinking.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went to...
Luckily, we didn't want to stay out late because we were getting up god-awful early every morning.
That's true.
Go hiking and stuff.
That's true. So we did, like, every trail in Arches.
Yeah, we hiked everything in Arches.
Yeah. That was cool. 100% completion! Arches, we got that achievement. Arches, you'd like cool you'd too. Like Arches, Riff. It looks like Durotar.
Ooh. Wait a minute, Durotar sucks.
No, Durotar rules.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Canyonlands and Arches are kind of like the basis of several different zones in World of Warcraft.
Thousand Needles and Durotar, and we went through some places that were kind of like Mulgore.
Yeah.
Some places that were kind of like Badlands.
What's the one that's in the 60 to 70 content? It was everything but the float. We had everything but the floating.
What is that place called?
Something.
What's that? What's the like savanna in Outland. Start with a T.
It's not Terrakar.
It's not Terrakar.
It's the one right next to Terrakar.
Yeah, goddammit. Why is this so hard?
I haven't played in a year.
And I know, so, but like, I mean, you spent hours and hours and hours.
All I can think of is Hyrule, but that's totally not right.
It's Hyrule. We didn't see anything that looked like Hyrule.
Savannah and Outland.
We did!
Do you mean
there was the
Nagrand?
There was the
Nagrand, yeah.
There was the door that you were going to bomb.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. There was a... We passed a rock wall with, like, just this perfect, like, weird arch of discolored stone in it.
That was exactly like,
guys, I found a place that we should bomb. And it would go, and then we would go in there and somebody would say, give us $10 for the door repair charge. Like, fuck you, old man. That was not the version of you I wanted to encounter.
It'd just be somebody who would sell us more bombs.
Yeah. I wanted the, it's the secret to everybody. It's a secret to everybody guy who would give us $30.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a real stupid tan on my legs from wearing knee braces and getting a sunburn.
Yeah, we went on this super long day hike, like 10-mile day hike.
It was weird. Both of the days that were like that we did the most hiking were the days when it was like the hottest and sunniest.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah. So everything in, we did everything in Arches, then we went and camped in Island in the Sky.
Which is like the northern part of Canyonlands.
We didn't do every hike.
No, not
really. We did
not really.
A couple hikes.
We did most of the like little day hikes. We did not do the big long loop around, what was it called? The upheaval dome?
Right, the upheaval dome. We did the two viewpoints, but we didn't do the full perimeter march on it.
That place was weird looking.
It was. It was like a like an ocean of green salt.
But
Pez Boy was all dropping geology knowledge on us, like Atlas dropping a rock. I don't know if Atlas dropped a rock.
It wasn't salt, though. Salt was still below the surface. That was rock.
Oh, it was just iron. It was green iron.
It was green iron. All the salt is... there's a whole salt layer down there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like 20,000 feet of salt.
Yeah. Or it could have been a meteorite impact. We're not sure.
So it was either a volcano or a meteorite.
Or not necessarily a volcano. Like a... could just be a weird... thing that was eroded away.
No, well, there's a weird thing with salt when you get these huge salt layers like that, because it's not as hard as the rock layers around it, so it'll actually flow, and you get these points where there's like a thinness in the crust, and the salt will flow up in there and cause what look like volcanic domes.
Right.
So it could have been that. It could have been a volcano.
You know, glass is actually a liquid at room temperature.
It was
when you see old windows, they're thicker at the bottom because it's flowing very slowly downward.
It was awesome going to these places with Pez Boy, because he's a geologist.
That's
he
the truth.
Tell us things.
He had a little vial of hydrochloric acid that he was going to drink if we ran out of water, but it never happened.
It was just for assaying stones, right?
Yeah, but I don't like to melt stones in national parks, and we didn't really go anywhere outside of the park, so I never got a chance to use it.
Oh, man, you know what you can do? After February, you can take a gun loaded with hydrochloric acid bullets into a national park and melt stones from, like, hundreds of miles away.
I could stand outside the park and just destroy the park.
But if you had a gun that shot hydrochloric acid hundreds of miles, you'd be,
dangerous?
I don't know, yeah. You would be dangerous and not really be able to accomplish a whole lot. If it could only shoot hundreds of miles, you couldn't shoot anything that was closer.
Unaccountable is another word that I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you got on top of, like, a really tall sniper tower...
Yeah.
...that you could actually see...
It was just hundreds of miles from anything.
Yeah, it was hundreds of miles from everything that you wanted to shoot. Let's do it, guys. This is a plan.
We went car camping, which was nice. We sat around the campfire in the evenings and drank beer and cooked stuff in the
cooked
fire.
Cooked a roast for 6 hours.
Yeah. And then we ended up eating only half of it, which is sad. Turns out Sorb's a vegetarian.
Yeah, right. So he couldn't eat any roast or any of the other things that you normally cook. He cooked tofu on a campfire.
Yeah, that was odd.
Yeah.
It was okay, though. Yeah. Did you have any of it?
Did you do it in cubes, like roasting marshmallows?
He did put them on
skewers.
Skewers. Yeah. But he forgot to soak the sticks, and so the skewers ended up all catching on fire. He just ate a lot of the ashes.
Yeah.
It was... But, I mean, if you're a vegetarian, Jesus Christ, you'll fucking eat anything. Yeah, and, like...
I was going to have one of the kebabs because I didn't figure he could eat all 25 of them.
And then he ate
but
all
then
25.
He did.
Yeah, he totally did.
He had one, and I was going to wait for him to be done eating, and he just never stopped.
I mean, he had no calories. It was all, like, vegetables. The roasted tomatoes were surprisingly good. I was not expecting that to be true, but fire-roasted tomatoes. We ate a lot of beans or something because there was a lot of farting that happened that trip.
I was trying to train myself to modulate my farts to be able to speak with them. Didn't you know a guy that taught his asshole to talk?
Yes, I did, in fact. And I can tell you the whole story, except it wouldn't make for very good radio.
Would you have to move your mic to tell the story?
No, we've already established that I'm not a very good ventriloquist.
Oh, okay. So then after the real hiking began after
we went back to Moab and went to the worst restaurant on earth.
It's pretty bad.
That was horrible.
Eddie McStiff's Brewery. Their beer selection.
God, their brewery.
Yeah, their brewery makes a cream ale, an amber, and three wheat beers.
Yeah, three flavored wheat beers.
Three flavored. Well, one of them was original desert wheat or something, so I feel like that was just a normal wheat beer. This tastes like sand. Yeah.
But that was.
It's got a scorpion in it.
If you're gonna make five beers, why would you make three of them wheat beers?
I don't know. Maybe it's easy to make wheat beer with low alcohol content.
Maybe.
That place had pretty good reviews on Yelp, which makes me want to throw Yelp in a fire.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of sound it would make if you threw it in a fire.
I don't know. Urban Spoon!
I'd say use Urban Spoon instead. Yeah, because God knows it would never occur to you to go to Wendy's if it wasn't for Urban Spoon.
You had one bad experience with Urban Spoon.
I had a whole number of bad experiences with Urban Spoon.
What, in a tiny...
We never had a good experience. I've never had a good experience with Urban Spoon.
I have recommended places based on Urban Spoon many times. I know. And we've gone there and we've eaten there.
Yeah, but then I had a good experience based on the recommendation of a friend.
Yeah?
You know, the fact that you got it from Urban Spoon doesn't mean anything. Urban Spoon, you know, a lot of things. The New York Times app works for you. For me, just never loads.
I think the one that my dad recommended to me that we found that really good Thai place in Scottsdale from was Local Eats.
Local Eats.
Yeah. Huh. Not use that one. There's also an app that I'm waiting for it to be cheaper, which is like Localvore or something like that, which is like how to buy local foods and eat locally.
I see.
Which is cool.
Are you going to become a foodie in addition to a fitness jack-off?
I haven't been to the gym in like 2 weeks.
I don't know. We went rock climbing twice. Seriously, Sorb and Hot Stuff were like trying to kill themselves.
When we were in Arches, I guess sometime when we were in Canyonlands too, we were like climbing on anything that looked like it could be climbed. And there were several places that... Because we just had our regular hiking shoes. We didn't have our climbing shoes. We didn't have any safety gear.
And you had like a 7-pound camera hanging around your neck.
Yeah, most of the climbing Hot Stuff did with his expensive camera.
Yeah.
That was
not a good idea.
Ill-advised. I thought not because of the risk of breaking the camera, but because you would do something stupid trying to protect the camera and fall to your death.
Say the camera's sort of.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff's choice.
I could just see you hanging over the edge with the camera in your hand, the strap in your hand, and Sorb hanging from the camera, and you're saying, "Let go, dude, you're going to tear the strap up." Yeah. Fucking backpacking, man.
Yeah, so then we went backpacking. We parked the car in the Needles District and then set off on our 3-hour tour.
Ate a lot of Cliff Bars.
Canyonlands.
Ate a lot of ramen.
We did, I would say, probably 60% of the trails that you can do down there.
In Canyonlands? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Because we did what, like 30 miles?
30 miles.
In 3 days?
Maybe there might be more.
Most of them on the second day, which was, again, the hottest. It was nice and overcast and kind of rainy for a lot of the trip. But
like sprinkles. Not like pouring rain.
Sure. We had to drink water out of murky ponds.
We filtered it
and squirted some chlorine into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually, before the trip, I replaced that chlorine with urine.
Cool.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Tastes great.
And I replaced my bladder with an AIDS blood repository. you never know when you might need to piss some AIDS blood.
Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, you know you need to pee in somebody's Pepsi. Riff, did you see my awesome, hilarious Russian reversal peeing in the Coke joke on Twitter?
No, I didn't.
You don't pay attention to what the company does.
I don't pay any attention to Twitter.
You need to get over that. It's the future.
You need to start tweeting the things that you're working on so that our many followers will know.
It is the future. It's totally
it is. It
content.
Is user-created content. Yeah.
Holy crap. It's the future until the next thing that replaces it arrives.
We went and saw some petroglyphs, which were, by and large, cocks and balls.
There were lots of hands.
There were a lot of six-toed bare feet.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
What the fuck is all that about? There were a lot of like six-toed human-looking footprints too.
Yeah.
My theory was that there was a medicine man or shaman that was born with six toes, became a religious figure.
That could be. Maybe the 12 toes. Even.
Well, okay. No, I meant three on each foot.
I see.
Did you say Paul Bunyan?
Polydactylism.
Oh.
Throwing around your multisyllabic words.
One of my friends has a kid who has it. She had extra toes and fingers.
How many extra toes and fingers?
She had six digits on each arm and leg.
Does that make them on each arm? Wow. Did
hand and foot?
Did that... Do you think people that do that would be better at, like, playing piano?
I don't know if they tend to be very articulate.
No, they're pretty much just useless. Like, they don't typically have bones in them or anything, so they're just kind of like bags of... They cut them off when they're really young nowadays, so...
Really?
She had hers removed before she was 6 months old.
Huh.
If I had a kid with six fingers, six toes, I would just throw it away.
Throw the kid away?
Yeah. Perhaps throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Unless you had to filter the bathwater and drink it on a backpack.
Yeah. God. Who knows what kind of crap was taking a bath or a dump in those ponds? You hardly ever see, like, you know, an elephant just, like, thundering through Utah, crapping into every pool of water it sees. But you never know. You know?
Maybe that's what made all those formations.
It might have happened, yeah. We were in Elephant Canyon for part of it. There's got to be some elephants there.
You were not a particularly happy camper on the long backpacking trip day. Because we got up to Druid Arch.
Oh, man.
This was the worst idea you've ever had.
We were fucking out of water, and we didn't know where there was going to be it. Well, I guess we did. We knew there was water on the way back. Man, that was like climbing fucking 40 flights of stairs up to... I mean, the arch was cool. Although they should call it Keyhole Arch or something. Like Lockpick Arch. Because there's like a little wire and a keyhole.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, I can see why you could think of it as standing stones. That was the picture that I Twittered of Druid Arch.
Didn't quite give you the idea of the scope of that. It was pretty fucking big.
That's huge. That's the problem. Like,
you couldn't get over to where it was, really.
If
you're a huge suicidal lunatic.
Yeah.
I wasn't climbing a goddamn thing after that. And then we were up there, and we stopped to get water and eat dinner, and then it got fucking dark, so we had to, like, run 3 miles in the dark.
Well,
carrying a bunch of water.
It was twilight for a mile, and then we had to hike up a hill. We had to hike up a fair expanse in relatively dark conditions.
No, we ran 3 miles in the dark.
No.
we did 3 miles in, like, four seconds? 5 seconds?
That explains the average speed at 60 miles an hour.
Really tired.
But then we were able to use our astronomy skills and navigate back to our campsite using nothing but the stars.
That's true. That's true. The stars, the sun, ultimately provided the energy that it took to make dinosaurs, which then turned into petroleum, which then turned into plastic, which was then formed into flashlights that we used in order to make our way back. So yeah, we did kind of navigate by the stars to some extent. Saw a lot of stars when we were out in the dark of Utah.
That was nice.
A lot of satellites too.
That's true. Seeing a lot of satellites sweeping across the sky was interesting.
I've never done that before. I've never noticed like actual satellites moving in the sky and being able to pick them out and stuff.
Then Sorb shot them all down with his laser.
Yeah, microwave laser. Maybe that's your one weakness, is that you could only see satellites at age 32.
That's a weird weakness.
I know. Mine is that I think everyone lives in a castle. Yeah, so talking about camping trip. Do we have any other stories?
I don't know.
Because it was like fun and hard while we were out there, but it's not real interesting to...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Talk
it's,
about now.
I
we
don't know
camped.
That, yeah, anyone else cares?
We slept in tents.
We had to pack out some fun
four
stuff.
Four guys, four tents.
Yep. Four guys, four tents. It made a lot of goddamn sense.
No.
You homo.
It's ridiculous.
Like, guys, we need to all dogpile in one tent.
No. Well,
we each carry a wall of it. Distribute the weight.
It's just dumb to take that much extra
I know.
Weight.
Well, you know, it's stupid to take two sleeping bags when... Two of us could have cuddled up inside one.
No, that is not done.
We also get body warmth, right?
We could have just not taken tents or sleep. Maybe just slept in a pile.
or at a bathhouse. We could have not gone camping at all and just gone to a gay bathhouse.
That is true. That could have happened.
Yeah. Anyway, nothing wrong with four guys, four tents.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like there's nothing wrong with two girls, one cup.
Eight girls, no cup. Plus one cup.
Those assholes. Eight girls, no cup, except for the cup. It's the same cup. And, boy, it runneth over.
Maybe they meant to say new cup and failed.
Let me see.
I don't know.
How are the cans?
They're okay.
Do you need to pop anyone up or down?
My microphone up, so now I'm trying to get it to sound okay.
I have not actually listened to any of the podcasts
since we got the new setup.
Since we got this to know if it sounds good or not.
I mean, I feel like it sounds better. But, you know, what do I know? I didn't really listen to the old ones.
Sure.
I don't go back and listen to the radio shows.
I used to because I would find myself promising things and then forgetting to do them for like a year.
Right.
And I would want to do them later, but man, now we could spend an entire month listening to old radio shows.
Or, yeah, if that's all we did and didn't take time to sleep.
Remember that point on the trip at which I told you that I would listen to Alice's Restaurant on repeat for 24 hours and that I would enjoy it?
Wow. That was when I told you about the radio station in Denver that had done that.
And I said that I thought that sounded pretty good. Yeah. That's a lot like the radio station in my dreams.
I see.
I listened to Alice's Restaurant almost once yesterday. Because I was thinking about it. I wonder how long I would have it stuck in my head if I listened to it on repeat for 24 hours.
Eventually I think you'd just tune it out.
You think?
I think so.
What if I had to sing along?
If you had to sing along?
Yeah, if I had to sing for 24 hours.
Would be forfeit?
Yeah.
Huh. Surfeit. What is surfeit?
Surfeit is like a surplus, isn't it?
So you can forfeit your surfeit?
I think so. Let's look at that. Let's look it up.
All right.
Nothing more exciting than talking about boring camping trips, except for perhaps looking things up in a dictionary.
And then reading the results.
Surfeit, an overabundant supply, an intemperate or immoderate indulgence in something, as food or drink, disgust caused by excess.
Disgust?
So really, like, Alka-Seltzer, then, is a cure for surfeit.
I don't think that counts. Disgust?
Disgust caused by excess?
Yeah, I don't think you're curing disgust.
Intemperate or immoderate indulgence in something as food or drink, right?
Right. Okay.
I mean, disgust taken literally can mean indigestion, right?
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Disgust.
That's disgust. Okay. Marked aversion aroused by something highly distasteful.
It is kind of interesting that it seems like the etymology is gustatory.
Right, to put you off your food.
Yeah.
Pez, can you think of any fun stories from camping that we're forgetting about? Because we didn't think of any fun stories from camping.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun trip at all.
There was a time that Storm tried to climb something and the entire rock wall came off in his hands.
That was pretty funny.
He was kind of just fucking around, though. He was only like a foot off the ground when it happened.
It sounded very serious. I was like across the campsite and like heard this just giant like crack, smash. I was like, what?
It's like a 3 foot chunk of rock came off. But it was like this super crumbly sandstone.
Yeah. Then he found us the rattlesnake.
I found a spot where something was buried underneath an X and it turned out to be some turds.
That was exciting.
Wow, that's kind of a really funny practical joke.
Well, no. It's, yeah. I mean, that's because I was like, man, that looks like a good place to crap. And I was like, ooh, there's an X on the ground. I should investigate.
Turns out it was a really good place to crap.
Yeah, I know.
Historically.
Yep. Took some whiskey.
That was a really good idea.
It was a good idea.
That was a really good idea.
It's worth the extra weight. I think I packed pretty light. You were the one carrying all the first aid kits and solar charging panels.
Yeah, that was so. I had like a little bit of extra stuff that was like reasonable, and then I had my plan to be able to do the whole GPS trip, which of course requires way more battery power than the iPhone can handle. So I brought a bunch of batteries.
Do they not make like a backpacking GPS that can export data to some map program? Like
they do.
What do you mean? A backpacking
just GPS. A handheld.
Oh, like a real GPS unit.
Yeah, but one that's designed for long-term use.
Yeah, a lot of the Garmin ones can do that.
Hot Stuff's just really upset about my phone always being better than his, so he was trying to find something that his phone could be better than mine.
It's fucking absurd, the places that you had phone service and we didn't. You were like, oh, well, I got a postcard from Barry in Ireland.
We were like, on top of a fucking mountain.
The on top of the mountain was not as impressive as, like, in the hole. In the
right. We did explore some caves. We didn't really... There weren't any caves that were big enough to technically explore, but there were a lot of caves.
Yeah.
That we, you know, you like 40, 50 feet in.
Nothing living in them.
Nope, never, nary a bat. We saw one bat flying around. Yeah. We saw one rattlesnake.
Yeah.
On the way back. But it didn't...
A few gnats.
Didn't kill any of us. Yeah, there were lots of bugs.
Oh, the spider bees.
Yeah, there were these weird fucking spiders, but not really spiders. Like, they're...
Spider bees.
Yeah.
They hate you, Riff.
Damn.
They kind of look like spiders, but they never stood still long enough to know whether they had 6 or 8 legs. I was going to say 6 or 7 legs. They had 7 legs. I don't know what the fuck.
Maybe 7 legs plus like one wooden leg.
Oh, right, like a peg leg.
But they had that bright yellow fuzz like a bee.
And
there was some that had wings, too, that were flying.
Were they the same? Did they look the same?
They looked the same until all of a sudden it took off and flew at my face.
So, I mean, they kind of looked like oversized, wingless bees.
Maybe are drones flightless?
They didn't look like they had stingers.
Are drones flightless?
Dude, I don't know.
Because maybe they were actual bees that had somehow...
I don't know if they're...
I'm still with my theory
guys.
That the bees did not disappear. They just evolved into whatever these things are now.
Yeah.
We witnessed the next step in bee evolution.
So
or bevolution.
There were all those reports about bees dying, and then I heard a bunch of stuff about, well, it's, you know, if you actually look at the history, there's plenty of times that bee colonies have died in this way. So it's not necessarily all that uncommon or unusual. It's not like there's some sort of bee catastrophe. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. The media does not make it easy to actually determine whether something is new or just hyped.
Right. I'm surprised that there were any bugs left in the world after Obama was turned loose.
Yeah.
Getting in the news by killing a bunch of flies and occasionally smoking cigarettes.
The new national policy is to swat flies as soon as you possibly can.
Right. Take him camping with us next time.
Yeah,
that's true.
There were a lot
you can smack all the flies, and if you run out of cigarettes, you could be like, hey,
that's right.
Barry, can I bum a smoke?
He'd probably just bum mine, though, because he only smokes occasionally, so he probably wouldn't actually pack cigarettes in.
Yeah. What if he smokes menthols? He is black.
The fact that you had, like, 800 cigarettes with you on the trip was surprising. Like, that was a lot of weight to pack in.
I smoked less on the trip than an average normal day, so. Not the entire trip, but while we're backpacking, my average went down quite a bit.
Huh.
Although my Altoid scan was getting fairly full by the end of it.
Your clever Altoid can, like, butt and ashtray thing was pretty clever.
Yeah, we're 12 for camping, so I don't have to leave cigarette butts all over our national parks.
His butt is both an Altoid can and an ashtray?
Because
seriously, even without all the cigarette butts, you still don't want those Altoids. Yeah, we looked at some constellations, and these stories suck. I don't know why we thought this was gonna be worth talking about.
Well, people wanted to know what we were up to. I mean, they have the factual information and they can fill in all
true.
The. No, I mean, you were disappeared. You're important to people's lives.
Had a lot of fun. We were making a lot of jokes, but I don't remember any of them.
Most of them involved farting, I think.
Yeah, or. No jokes, just farting in general.
Yeah, the punchline was always just another
Never
fart.
Hike behind Jick for more than 10 minutes at a time.
That stuff was pretty bad, too.
Especially through narrow canyons where I get stuck.
Ah, that was awesome.
Oh, man.
That was terrible.
Hey, guys. Does this cave smell bad to you? How about now?
We saw that wall arch, which had collapsed last year.
All right.
And, saw a landscape arch from the front and the back.
Right. Didn't go through any arches though, because that would have made it very difficult to untangle my string. I'd have to go back to Utah and do all those hikes backwards.
you specifically went around an arch that we did. That the rest of us went through, and then we came back through it. And you had to like.
Yeah, I had to go around it again. That sucked.
That was annoying. I'll put some pictures up on the internet and then link to it on the Twitter.
Yeah.
For people who are really curious.
You can put the pictures up and then I could annotate them.
It'd be collaborative.
Yeah?
Everyone would just be, this is when Hot Stuff is totally gay. In this one, Hot Stuff is a homo.
Luckily, I'm not in any of the pictures, because I was taking
them. I know, you were
all
taking all the pictures.
So
every time somebody was like, hey, do you want us to take a picture? You would look at them, and then you would look at your, like, $9,000 camera and be like, no. Everyone that we ran into the entire time was German.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, I got to have a weird semi-conversation with a guy who was both deaf and did not speak English.
Foreign deaf guy.
He was confused by Pine Tree Arch because he thought that tree meant three, and he was sort of asking me where the other two arches were.
Huh.
So I had to draw him a little picture of the word tree and a tree.
Yeah.
And then he got it and then explained it to his woman.
There was also deaf
non-hearing.
I have no idea what language he was trying to speak. It was weird.
It was interesting. I had never even thought of the dual language barrier problem.
Yeah.
There.
And Sorb thought for some reason that I knew sign language.
Yeah, just with like not appropriate of anything.
Yeah, I don't get that. A lot of Germans on the trip.
They were everywhere.
Yeah.
Turns out a lot of Germans die at the Grand Canyon.
More Germans die at the Grand Canyon on average every year than any other nationality.
Huh.
It's thought you were going to say, than anywhere else.
Than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, it's weird. You would think that they would just learn as a people to stop going there.
They actually use it for euthanasia.
Well, maybe it's like the elephant graveyard, except for Germans.
It's not in Asia.
They just know.
Yeah.
They know when their time has come. It's time for them to go to the Grand Canyon and just wander a little bit too close to the edge and make it look like an accident. That's so nobody catches on.
There's also the theory that the Grand Canyon is just a plot to get back at them for World War II.
Right.
The Grand Canyon was built by Jews.
It was a Jewish conspiracy. So are there more Germans than other nationalities that go to the Grand Canyon? Because I only ever saw Japanese people there when I went to the Grand Canyon.
I've run into quite a few Germans at the Grand Canyon on every trip that I've been on up there.
It's kind of lame that the only people who really take advantage of our national park system are Europeans.
Foreigners.
Yeah.
Well, Europeans in particular, I think, because they don't have anywhere in Europe that even remotely resembles a lot of our national parks.
Right.
You know?
It's fair, because it's probably only Americans that go to Euro Disney. So.
That's true. They don't even. There weren't any national parks in Europe. I don't know if that's true or not. I didn't go there to fucking hike. That was for the birds and shit.
Birds can fly. They don't need to hike.
There are apparently some sort of like sinister, super intelligent crows in Canyonlands. Yeah, these ravens that have learned how to unzip.
They're so intelligent that they're not even crows.
Yeah, no. They've learned how to unzip zippers, so you can't leave anything out that they could get into.
And then they can peck through ripstop nylon, so you can't leave stuff just in a regular. Regular like rips up nylon bear bags or whatever.
There's that one guy I read about who trained crows to identify coins, and then built like a homebrew vending machine that would accept any random coin and dispense a peanut. So he made like a fair amount of money in loose change from all the local crows just finding coins on the street and
this
dropping them into this box.
Apocryphal.
Clever.
Okay, there was definitely something about crows or birds collecting coins and like putting them somewhere, but I don't remember anybody actually training them to do it. That's weird.
It's a pretty good plan, even if it's a fake story.
Yeah, we had to get Kevlar bags though.
Tiny little Kevlar bags.
To put our food in.
Yeah, we fucked around and didn't get nearly enough back. We were almost we almost left with just one.
Yeah, that would have been horrible.
And we turned out to need probably four.
That said, we didn't have any problems, and so maybe it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Maybe we didn't need the Kevlar bags at all. They told us that there were mountain lions, but that they weren't real mountain lions. That there were like pictures of mountain lions.
Yeah.
Well, like cardboard cutout on roller skates.
Yeah.
In 40 years, no one had been attacked by a picture of mountain lion.
Yeah. We saw like a couple chipmunks. We saw a squirrel eating a cactus.
That one was really cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
I maintain that the squirrel had a beard of blood.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
It looked like it had a red. I'm like, why does that squirrel have a red beard? And then I saw this cactus that had all been eaten, and I'm like, huh.
So you think he hurt himself getting into the cactus?
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't think he was some sort of pirate?
He would just sail along those murky ponds, just constantly pooping overboard. Oh, I made a funny joke after we got back about how the Grand Canyon rafting trips, the professional ones, they'll set up portable toilets and then they put them in the boat on the way out, and I was like, do they have like some special place to put the contents of the toilets, like some sort of poop deck? We didn't have to carry our shit out, but we did have to carry our toilet paper out.
I'd use toilet paper.
It's kind of
yeah.
gross.
Yeah.
So I just would sneak up behind Hot Stuff and stick it in his pocket. Because shit is gross.
Yeah, it was a little disturbing. I never camped. Had to do that before.
Yeah.
The soil is not... The entirety of Utah is apparently covered with this cryptobiotic soil crust.
Yeah.
Not the entirety of Utah. There's some plant that only grows in between fins of a specific type of sandstone.
Entrada sandstone.
Entrada sandstone.
The
yeah.
biscuit root.
Yeah.
What's weird is that apparently some culture relied on that as a food staple.
Apparently.
Seems like you'd run out of it really quickly.
Yeah, if it only grows in these really specific areas. But yeah, apparently. It's
I mean, unless endangered on a global scale is far, far a different thing than genuinely endangered. You know, like, it's not like there are only 100 of those plants. Maybe there are only 30, 40,000 of them.
That's true.
On Earth. But... It also doesn't seem like particularly endangered. It's a plant that only grows under these certain conditions, and it's growing basically everywhere that it can. That seems like a plant that is flourishing, not a plant that is endangered.
Well, but I mean, how can a plant know that it's between two fins of an entrada sandstone or whatever? I don't know that people know what a fin of sandstone is. It's like the way it manifests in the real world is like, imagine like a wall of sandstone, and that's basically a fin.
Right. Because well, what you do, you imagine a shark made out of sandstone,
yeah.
and then the things on its back and sides and bottom and tail are fins made of sandstone. Okay. Imagine there's a girl that doesn't want to have sex with you, and she's drinking a big glass of sandstone. The Mickey that you slip into it is... A Mickey sandstone fin.
What are you talking about?
a Mickey fin.
A Mickey fin is...
No.
So now I make a joke about Finland, except I don't know anything about Finland. So. Hey, Riff, what is that book you were talking to Jarko about?
Oh, the raw shark texts.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's interesting. It's about a guy... who wakes up with amnesia and gets a letter from his pre-amnesiac self giving him instructions, and the danger that he is in, and that he was forced to amnesiacize himself to attempt to escape from, is basically a shark made out of language.
Huh.
It's bizarro. It's really interesting, though.
Mm. But for every chapter, the author hid in the world a negative chapter?
Yeah, like there's, like, negative chapter 6 only exists in the Brazilian edition of the book. And there's, like, some webpage somewhere that somebody figured out the address from had negative some other chapter. And, yeah... So it's kind of got this weird.
So in front of every verb in the negative chapters, he just inserted a did not.
Yeah.
Apparently, the negative chapters run quite a gamut in length, from like a couple sentences to like a chapter longer than the longest chapter. How long is the book? I want to read House of Leaves, but
handy. It was, you know, it's a fairly standard thickness hardback book.
I want to read House of Leaves, but there's so much of it.
House of Leaves is one of my favorite books of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked the center story of House of Leaves, like the stuff that's actually about stuff happening in the house, but all the commentary that surrounded it got so dry and impenetrable, and I know that that was sort of the point, that it was...
You mean the Johnny Truant stuff?
Yeah, that I it was like playing stuff. On, like... Well, not even the Johnny Truant stuff, but the stuff commenting on the Johnny Truant stuff.
Which you're now commenting on?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the...
This is actually another version of the book right now. This is the audio version. We're commenting on the commentary of the commentary. Did you listen to the album that Poe did?
No.
Because it's her brother that wrote that. And so she wrote an album just completely based on the book.
Oh, yeah, okay. I heard about that, but I never listened to it.
I don't know anything about Poe, except the ghost from Legend of Zelda.
Or Edgar Allan.
Different Poe.
What? I heard that Edgar Allan Poe was a homosexual. Actually, that he is a homosexual.
And you can cut him open like a tauntaun for warmth.
His favorite flavor of Doritos was creamy cock. I love Wikipedia vandalism.
It's weird that you can experience it when it's only live for 15, 30 seconds at a time.
That's why it's so exciting when you actually encounter one. You know?
Did you see that that website that just has a world map and it tracks it loads up a Google Map data for the IP address of the most recent Wikipedia edit, so you can see the Wikipedia new Wikipedia edits as they happen, and you get like a much higher chance of seeing vandalisms that way.
Wow. By looking at 4chan Sylvania.
Yeah, basically.
On the map. Dude, we're starting a country. There was the theory that Jared from Subway actually just was paid by Subway to go into hiding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And replaced with a guy who looked kind of like him but was skinnier. Yeah. And was willing to hold up his pants for photographs. And Jared was actually living underground, surrounded by hookers in his fell kingdom of Mayonnaise-ylvania. Yeah. And that was a theory, all right.
We came up with that theory on the camping trip.
No.
Yeah, well, yeah, we did.
I repeated that theory on the camping trip.
Oh, where was that theory from?
It was from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
You didn't at that point tell me that it was not something you were making up on the spot.
No, you just assume that everything that I say I'm making up on the spot because you don't trust me.
to what?
Tell the truth about anything.
I don't. It's not that I think that you're lying. I mean, I'm gonna go to Mayonnaise-ylvania someday.
You don't even know how to say it. They won't let you in. He had his army of Japanese zombies who he had commanded to eat fresh.
No.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Bloody Stupid Johnson asks if we'd played the new Ghostbusters game yet. If so, what do you think about it? I think I read this last time. Have you played it?
No, is it out? I didn't know.
Apparently,
it
came out for every system.
I shall look into that.
I don't know what to buy it for. I guess I should check out the reviews.
I'm not done
free.
With... I'm not done with...
$250. $50.
Infamous. I'm not done with Infamous yet.
Oh, yeah? I stopped playing it while I was camping for some reason. I thought about carrying my big screen TV and Xbox 360 and diesel generator on the backpacking trip, but then I was like, diesel's kind of expensive.
Have you played Dwarf Fortress at all?
No, it's impenetrable.
The learning curve is big.
Steep.
It takes some time to get over it, but once you get into it, it's pretty interesting if you're interested in that sort of
thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, like that dungeon keeper sort of game.
Is it blue if you're the kind of person to whom that sort of thing looks blue? I mean, I like the idea of Dwarf Fortress, but I just kind of feel like I would rather just, like, watch someone play it.
Hmm.
You know, that was my suggestion.
I the first time I went through it, I...
Did you beat it? Like, is it a game you can
finish? No. But, well, the first time I played it, I had trouble... basically, the rate at which you get new citizens was faster than I was able to prepare to deal with them.
I see.
But I found a... I found the location in the init file where it registers your maximum number of citizens, and so I cut that down a lot.
So you didn't really play Dwarf Fortress, you just cheated.
Depends on what you think of as play.
I saw shit where, like, the, you know, people were drilling down into lava to make forges out of lava.
And you have to get specifically bauxite to make your, like, channels and tubes out of to do it, because all other forms of rock just get melted by the magma.
Huh.
And then you can do elaborate things like set up chambers with magma directed into it from one area and a river directed into it from another area, with like systems of remote controlled gates to allow them to mix to make obsidian that you can then craft weapons out of.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, would you know any of this by just playing?
No. That's one of the things about it that's kind of net hacky, is that you kind of have to either you look around on the wiki a lot, or you spend a ridiculous amount of time just playing with stuff until you figure it out on your own.
Mm. Is it a single player game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm always a little frustrated by it. I've downloaded a couple times and I've been like, yeah, I should check this out. But then it's like, oh, we're going to spend an hour building a world. I'm like, okay. I guess I'll come back never.
Really? It built in like 30 seconds for me.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just wrong about which amount of time is 30 seconds and which amount of time is an hour.
That explains
surely a minute long, right?
I've forgotten where I originally saw it posted, but there's a website that has the complete and utter newbie tutorial for Dwarf Fortress, which is
a series of videos that's like 6 or 7 hours long.
It's not the videos ones.
Okay, because there is intro to playing Dwarf Fortress that is hours and hours long.
Yeah, no, this one is a series of readable articles with screenshots
that only take you 6 months to read.
I didn't go through directly via the tutorial because I felt that sounded kind of boring and I probably wouldn't keep up with it. But basically, I started my own world and then used that as a simpler reference guide to figure out how to do stuff, and that seemed to work pretty well.
Shiverwarp wrote, make the documentary downloadable content. I'd love to be able to watch it, and I want to give some money for it, but shipping is fooey. I don't really understand that.
Fooey?
Yeah, shipping is fooey.
What does fooey mean?
I don't know. Like,
I guess he doesn't like shipping.
He doesn't want shipping, but, I mean, you know, there's no shipping. Shipping is free.
Maybe it's international.
Oh. That could be. If you're international, it won't work for you anyway because of your region encoding.
So no, it will, actually.
I think it is
every region.
I think it's regions.
It's not universal. It's actually coded for every region.
What?
That's weird.
It's coded for 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7.
I think that means 0.
No, it's not 0. It's not region 0. It's coded for every region.
I don't think that's possible.
It is. This Sorb has a programmer's computer that checks. He checked it in... It'll say region 0.
I could write a program on my computer that makes up all kinds of shit, to tell you. In fact,
this DVD is region Philadelphia.
It will only play. It will only play on a single DVD player, and only then if it is powered by lightning.
This DVD is region 1043 West Drummer Avenue.
This is region WD-40. Let's see. Rapmaster G says the / logout command doesn't work in interrogation mode. Well, as soon as you tell me what the fuck interrogation mode is, I will maybe consider trying to think about fixing that. Let's see. Sir Toastman says, are you working on any items that strengthen with the moon Ronald's darkness, like the depleted Grimacide items? No, Ronald is boring and predictable.
Well,
plus,
yeah.
The darkness of Grimacide is the thing. The darkness of Ronald is not anything.
Also, Ronald hasn't ever been hit by any thing.
Yeah, that's it.
So there's no Ronaldite on the planet's surface.
It's true.
Would it be Ronaldite or would it be like Cronkite? Cronkite.
Why? Because the moon is called Cronk?
Cronk.
Cronk? What? You're not making a goddamn sense. Have you been... Have you been having those imaginary parties where, as a teenager, you go and go into your parents' medicine cabinet and just dump all of the pills into a big bowl and take? This was ridiculous.
What is this?
This is... Okay, so... Read about this. It's this moral panic, right?
Oh, this is another one of those.
Yeah, like the kids are having parties where they take, you know, just random bottles of prescription drugs, dump them into a big bowl, and then just like eat them one at a time. And I read about this. It's like total moral panic. Never actually happened. And then the pretentious artist's wife, who is a high school teacher, insists that it is actually happening at her school.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
And I don't get that.
She should stop taking bowls of pills to her classroom.
That's true. That's true. Although, yeah. Because nothing better than like, oh, I'm so fucked up on Lipitor. And like, man.
Why would anybody do that? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No one would, yeah. I think, is the answer to that question. Like,
so going to somebody's liquor cabinet and then pouring everything into a big bowl and then drinking it all.
Yeah, that would
make a lot more sense.
Just, you know, the rainbow party where... Because remember all those parties in high school? Remember all of those opportunities in your life where you've been like, oh, sure, yeah, I just totally got blowjobs from like 8 or 9 girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because that happens all the time.
Yep.
It's a serious problem facing our youth today.
Yeah.
Rain blow parties.
Yeah. Questions. What? Like, every question is about Trophy 68. Guys, knock it off. Actually, it's just the same guy sending a whole bunch of questions about Trophy 68. You.
If he thinks he could ask 68 questions, he's trying to get it that way.
I'll write a puzzle.
Write a puzzle.
To give a hint. A puzzle to give a hint.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Think it's necessary?
Yeah.
Have we ever done that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Riff's crazy logic diagram.
Yeah. It wasn't for a trophy, but it's a difference. It is entirely possible that no one will ever find... I mean, given an infinite amount of time, somebody will find trophy number 68.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing that... I wrote that puzzle for was actually something significant. I don't know if...
Yeah, that's the thing. This is just not a big deal.
Yeah. Let's see. Death Drac says, what is and how did you come up with a Wumpus? Well, we did not come up with a Wumpus. Did Gregory Yob come up with a Wumpus or did it predate?
Let's ask Wikipedia.
Who wrote the original verse?
The Snipe. I feel like all of these things were around for a long time.
There was some... I wish I knew about this. My dad had talked about them talking about this legendary creature that they would use to scare dumb prisoners into being afraid to escape into the woods because the Gasgudas would eat them.
Gasgudas?
Yeah, the Gasgudas.
Okay. Wow, they're just making stuff up?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. I really should ask someone.
Huh. Gregory Yob is the first... The first thing that Wikipedia has as originator.
So I wonder, I guess we could ask him. Anybody know Gregory Yob's phone number? We could call him on the show. Hey, did you make up the Wumpus? I really enjoyed, when I was a kid, reading.
Call people?
Yeah. Hey, cool. Remember back when there were telephones and you could like hit some numbers and then talk to anyone on Earth?
Yeah, that was cool.
Except ignorant savages and people who were taking a bath. The thing that I enjoyed the most about those creative computing 101 basic computer games and more basic computer games books was like reading the long stories about the games written about by the people who made them. Or whatever. There's one in particular about this like Sea War game that was pretty interesting, and one the story that he wrote about Hunt the Wampus was cool. Stories, accounts of the creation of the game.
Had they all been coded in Basic or whatever language that the book was about?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of them had maybe been coded in like assembly and then ported to Basic.
Wow.
Some of them were written in Basic. Because, I mean, at that point, not all computers had BASIC on them, right? Like, it wasn't...
at which point?
Yeah, I feel like late 70s.
No, not in late 70s.
But so I feel like the 80s. I think 101 Basic Computer Games came out in 1980. Because there were a lot of them assumed a teletype rather than a monitor.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So it was like, it was so niche then. It was weird. It's like kind of a weird thing, right? Like the idea of these books with the source code for games that you could type in. Like, that was so important to me growing up. Right? But it's like, it's this just really like a blink of an eye period of time in which that was even remotely feasible, right? Because, like, you just can't... A computer... It's kind of sad that, like, computers don't come out of the box with any way to learn to program, right? I mean, I guess Macs theoretically have, like, Perl
installed now.
Out of the box, right?
Yeah, but you'd have to know that it's there. It's not like it's... I guess you had to know that BASIC was there, but it's...
Well, on a lot of the old computers, you didn't have to know that BASIC was there. You know, like, you would turn the computer on, and it would drop you at a BASIC prompt.
Really?
Yeah. The Apple... All the old Apples, Apple II, the Commodore 64 dropped you in a BASIC. I mean, the stuff that you were doing to, like, load games on the tape was...
I was thinking of, like, PCs that would drop you in a DOS.
Yeah, no. They all had BASIC on them, though. Even, you know, when DOS had, like, 15 executables in it, and one of them was BASIC.
Right.
And then it turned into GW BASIC after a while, which is weird.
George W. BASIC?
Yep. And then Q BASIC. And then they kept Q BASIC because it was required in order for Edit to work. I had actually gotten a copy of, like, Quick BASIC from my cousin's other cousin. Quick BASIC was cool. It had a lot of features that, QBASIC did not.
Huh.
I cannot remember what any of them were.
I'm trying to remember any of the stuff I did on a Commodore 64, and I don't remember writing a lot of programs. I remember having to, like, do load statements that were, like, kind of complicated, because there'd be, like, load and then, like, comma and numbers and stuff like that. I don't remember all the parameters and stuff. Getting games for the Commodore on tape.
Yep, I had some games for the TRS-80 Color Computer 2 on cassettes.
Yep. I had Commodore VIC-20.
You had a VIC-20?
Yep. My dad coded a Gothic black letter font into it, but it had so little RAM that if you loaded the font into memory, there wasn't any memory left to type anything in it.
How do you know the font really existed?
Yeah, I guess he didn't. It's sort of Schrodinger's cat thing.
Likers just watching people sleep. That looks like a fun game.
She had a police officer who had a baby earlier.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Like a female police officer who had a baby?
Yeah.
That female police officer is a super spy now.
Huh.
Because apparently the career track runs from street police officer to super spy.
Super spy, that makes sense. That's the normal career progression.
I mean, all the super spies that I know started out as beat cops.
As a super spy with a baby living in this house, like, what does the super spy do?
Apparently, she gets a babysitter.
I see.
Well, it's like a James Bond type baby, right? It's not actually a baby, it's just a bomb. It's like an infant.
Wow.
You twist the leg and it beeps for a little bit and then explodes.
That's commitment, man, to have an entire child just to have a handy explosive.
Hey, if you're a super spy, you go all out.
A lot of people asking about the progress on the slime familiar. Really ought to do that.
God, yeah. Even at this point, we expected people to have had it, so we're just behind the ball at this point.
Just fucked up. I didn't ever really have a good idea for what I wanted it to do. I know you've proposed something, and I'm probably just because it's easiest. I'm just going to be like, Seaware, do what Hot Stuff says. I have to draw some shit, I guess.
Yeah, we have some new things to do.
Yeah, and I've kind of committed us to fucking doing something on Tuesday.
Yeah?
Am I retarded?
Yeah.
I think I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I think I'm a big, stupid dummy.
Yeah.
I think I've done something that makes me feel like a big, stupid dummy. Why don't I play some music?
Okay. Is it going to be music about dummies?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be music about goblins.
No! When the house
we're back. These speakers totally just stay on for a second.
That's
after
weird.
You hit the power button.
Some sort of phantom power.
It's got maybe one of them capacitrons in it.
Yeah.
I need to learn more about Robotechtronics so that I will understand this. Perhaps I should go to the Rushfield Robotechnologitronics Institute of Rushfield.
Weren't you saying something about there being black robots in the new Transformers movie?
I wasn't saying that.
Somebody was saying something about mm-hmm. it.
I've heard that.
And then the new Transformers movie is totally racist.
And then we were talking about how they probably speak robonics.
Yeah. You made that joke, yeah. And I smiled.
Yeah.
And then somebody else made that joke, and everybody at the rest of the table laughed because they hadn't heard you making the joke.
Yeah. Because Kevin only made it in his mind, and you guys have some kind of weird psych connection, so you heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And I made the joke out loud.
You said something like, you know what I really wish? And then I think the pretentious artist and I both said simultaneously that you could stop time. And you looked at us and you're like, no.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was going to say. That was fucked up. Why would you... I wish that I was less of a solipsist, but you guys aren't helping. Just like every time I go out on the street and then suddenly there's like a big musical number about me with all the strangers in the street dancing.
Yeah, that's always awkward.
Death Drax says, why does the Grim Reaper vestments? Well, because they're not going to vest it themselves. Elfin says, can we get an Adventure Again link for the Hidden City? Is there not an Adventure Again link for the Hidden City?
It's not really a single zone, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that wouldn't really make any sense.
Mm. Oh, I see. Death Drake says, why does the Grim Reaper vestments not have a cloak? Could have been something like an accessory. It didn't need a cloak.
It's pretty cool as it is.
Megan Cody pointed out that Pride and Prejudice is copyright lapsed in the U.S. because we were talking about Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Oh, I see.
That is one of those things that does not interest me at all.
The sort of humorous...
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Yeah.
Specifically.
I believe Lycra read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
I don't know. She seemed
She
amused.
Doesn't know either.
She seemed amused by
yes.
it.
Yeah, but she likes The Sims. She clearly can't be trusted.
Maybe she just had one of her like Sims read it.
Are your Sims living in like a haunted house? It seems very dark. That's just how it is. The house is really dark.
Could you make a haunted house in The Sims?
Dude, I don't fucking
That'd
know.
That'd be kind of cool. You could, like, creep them out, and, like, you could totally make, like, a Blair Witch Project thing where they, like, have to stand in the corner
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was pretty scary.
Remember the part in the Blair Witch Project where the cameraman had to tell them all to pee and then to wash their hands and then to take a shower and then to go to bed, and then in the morning they forgot to get up and eat breakfast and so they died. See, that's why you can't make the Blair Witch Project in The Sims.
I feel like they pee and eat on their own usually.
They'll just pee like
wherever.
On the floor, yeah, wherever they are.
Well, in the original Sims they would sometimes go to the bathroom, but then sometimes they would wait for you to tell them, and there was no consistency to it.
That's I really don't understand. Like, I am very confused as to what the status of the player, like the player entity, is in The Sims. Like, it doesn't seem like you're a god. It doesn't seem like you actually have really real control. It's just like you're sort of nudging them to do stuff.
Yeah,
but sometimes you have to, or they'll die. Like,
innovation is gay as shit. Seriously. Everything Will Wright and Peter Molyneux produces is just, like, a super innovative turd. It's like,
I can turn in a star shape.
With a little dairy... Who's that? You're saying you can tell coyote shit because of the Dairy Queen curl at the end of the turd?
Yeah, I've heard that it has... There's somebody who did a lot of work in outdoors in Arizona. So
I see.
You can outdoors in the Dairy Queen.
Outdoors in the Dairy Queen.
Marmosets? There's some animal that poops cubes.
Huh.
Yeah. I saw a picture of it. It was weird.
Not that North American D6 eater.
Did you see that?
He just absorbs. He digests the paint off the outside of them.
Somebody linked to
the actual dye just passed
the Time Cube website, but it's the four spice site instead of the four-sided four-sided universe or whatever. It's the four-spiced universe because it's T-H-Y-M-E cube.
I see.
Time cube.
No, I didn't see that. And you know why?
Because there's sound.
It wasn't worth looking at.
It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the Time Cube website, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to the interview with Gene Ray.
Yeah.
Crazy racist.
Yeah.
Mostly crazy, though. Deathdrak says, why do marbles pulverize into useless powder? Why do marbles pulverize into useless powder? Because they're too high power.
Yes.
And it was too easy to get them.
It's okay, they're marbles. I mean, come on.
That's true. You can't. It's not big enough to contain a wad. Murmur says, are there any plans for content of even higher level than the Undersea stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
We've got some pretty good plans.
We do have some pretty good plans. I would call them best laid.
Mm-hmm. So we got some help from some mice.
It's true. Sharpies are Sharp says, why isn't the memory of a cultist robe a shirt? Y'all should make it go into the shirt equipment slot just to grief the players. But we don't want to grief the players. We don't want to make quests inaccessible to people who don't have torso awareness.
Except for all those quests that we have that are accessible to all the current players, because they don't have the right skills.
What?
I'm making stuff up.
Yeah.
You see?
Sydney Rebick says, do you guys plan to revamp the clan forums? No. They can't handle any more power. Why is Cindy?
There can be only one clan forum.
It's true. Now, you know, they're as good as they need to be. If you need more features, then go get your own clan forum somewhere on some external site. Sydney Arabic also says, if you were a household appliance, what would you be? I would be a garbage disposal that only could dispose of dry ice.
Huh.
Because that's awesome. Have you ever done that?
No.
You should do it. All of you listening should also do it. Go to the grocery store, get some dry ice. Take a bunch of chunks of it, drop it into your garbage disposal, and turn the hot water on, and then turn the garbage disposal on, and it's like this awesome fucking geyser spraying out of the garbage disposal, like, up to your ceiling. It looks super cool. Because the disposal just, like, creates a whole bunch of additional surface area all at once, so you get this really rapid sublimation of the dry ice.
That's probably totally safe, too.
Why would it be safe?
I imagine something in there could fly out
and look awesome. You're right. I guess it is possible that your ass could be blown away by how awesome the thing is. Gravy Boat says, do you guys know what is causing some players in the kingdom to have broken images and cause chat not to work sporadically? I know.
It is, there was some weirdness with the image server because it changed which box it was on. It shouldn't,
for almost, recently?
No, this was like a month ago, 2 months ago.
That's pretty recent.
Because we changed the box that the image server, the physical computer that was serving images,
mm-hmm.
and some people had weird computer issues where it was like trying to look at the old box, like the old IP address or whatever, and was not redirecting, so they were just getting blank images. And that's
DNS propagation.
Not really, because it was in their host file kind of thing.
Oh.
And so that was a weird...
Well, don't put it in your host file.
Right, and I don't know why it would ever be in somebody's host file, but I don't think that's what's... that wouldn't explain why it would happen to somebody who wasn't sort of screwing around with things in general. Mm. So I don't know. No, the answer is no, effectively, but that is a possibility, is that there's some sort of confusion with which computer they're looking at.
Do you think the host file is host in terms of, like, a person that welcomes you somewhere, or, like, sacrament? Because neither one really makes any sense. Why do you call a server a host? Because it's hosting something?
Yeah.
Or because it is the flesh of the Lord? So I think the latter is a lot more sensible.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This explains your recent conversion, I think.
Mm-hmm. By the way, have you heard the good news about my favorite Linux distribution? We should go door-to-door trying to get all the Mormons to install Linux.
So you could go to church and pass the red hat around for donations.
Sydney Rebick says, can you make a way to send a K-mail to more than one person at once? No.
No. Yeah.
Too abusable. Gleeb says, Jick, if you like peanut shells on the floor and great burgers, you should go to Five Guys next time you're on the East Coast. I think I read about Five Guys, but didn't end up going there.
I've been to lots of restaurants where you like are encouraged to throw peanut shells on the floor, and a lot of them are just not that good.
No, but the peanuts are good.
Teakwood's is all right.
Sure.
Where's Teakwood's?
Teakwood's.
Is that up by Greasewood Flats?
No, it's Ray and Hardy, something like that.
Mm. What kind of restaurant is it?
It's the people who used to own Long Long's.
I see.
So they started the same.
Long Long's smelled like urine.
Long Long's did smell like urine. The one on Mill did. There's still other ones around.
Yeah, the one up by TT's didn't ever smell like urine. But then again, I never went in there, so I don't know if it smelled like urine or not. Why did Long Long smell like urine? And why was that acceptable? Why is everybody just like, yep, backed up? It totally smelled like urine.
There was a plumbing problem that was going to cost just like a tremendous amount of money to fix. It was something when they designed the entire building. It was. The piping was all done wrong.
So they just, instead of having the urinals drain into a sewer, they just drained onto the floor in the bar.
Into the bar.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Before the smoking ban, it wasn't too bad, because the place just reeked of cigarettes, because everybody smoked.
Yeah, and you smoke and it
cover
up
the
urine.
That was the one bar that really suffered from the smoking ban, because after the smoking ban, you could totally just smell urine everywhere.
Wow, yeah, that's rough. Tatterwasp says, why for the medallion only equipable by itself, yet the bandolier isn't? What? Why for the medallion only equipable by itself, yet the bandolier isn't? Surely plus 50 prismatic and 10 to 30 MP regen isn't that much more powerful than plus 30 range and plus 30% hat pants.
It totally is. And this way you are, if you really want all of your accessory slots filled, you have to do some stuff. That's multiple ascensions and stuff.
I don't really understand the question. Like, what is the bandolier equip only one?
No, bandolier is
and it's prismatic damage or no. It's range damage.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The bandolier you can equip as many as you want.
50 prismatic is
it's a lot.
Is five times as powerful as plus 30 ranged.
Yeah.
And a lot more flexible. So yeah.
I think it's plus 10. So it's
prismatic.
Yeah, because plus 50 prismatic would be nuts.
Yeah, I don't think we would put plus 50 prismatic on it, or at least if you did, I'm pretty sure that I would fire you.
Yeah.
So if you ever wanna get fired, you know, feel
cool.
Like you wanna quit, but you still wanna collect unemployment, just spindle an item with plus 50 prismatic damage on it.
I went through the KO wiki today, and like they have a list of known bugs, of which like half are typos. and so I like fixed everything that I could, but one of them I'm not sure that I like. There was like a bunch of complaints about fuchsia being spelled incorrectly in the fuchsia yarn or whatever, and I don't think technically it was. Like, it was spelled there. I think there are two correct spellings of fuchsia. One is just much more common.
Mm-hmm.
And so I changed it to the more common one, but now I'm afraid that I, like, stepped on either Riff or Scully's toes because they like spelling it the other way or something.
I can't imagine that anybody feels particularly strongly one way or another about a particular spelling of fuchsia.
Yeah. I don't know.
Although that is the kind of thing that we would be inclined to feel strongly about.
Yeah, I guess this is true.
Because it's, I think the correct way to do it is to, it's with the S after the CH.
Yeah. And the correct way to do it is to capitalize it if it's the first letter in the quotation, except
if it's in the second paragraph of an extended piece of dialogue, you're definitely supposed to put a closing quotation. That one's just makes sense, man.
It just doesn't, though.
Yes, it does.
I can see where you're.
Why do you ever use a closing quote? Why do you ever use a closing quote?
They have stopped talking. They've stopped talking.
No, because the first paragraph is supposed to have a closing quote.
No. That's what I'm saying. If a character's talking, you have the opening quotes.
You know, I don't think that I've ever seen a book that was actually punctuated like that.
You have. You just don't even think about it.
I don't think
they're
so.
They're all punctuated this
no,
way.
No, they're not.
Yes.
I challenge you. I defy you. I defy you, Hot Stuff.
To find a book in this house?
Yeah. A single book. You're not actually allowed to leave that chair.
So you're making it really easy for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could call someone and have them bring you a book.
I could use one of my lifelines.
In the Goonies book, there's this awesome paragraph where it's like one person quoting another person who's quoting another person who's quoting another person who's quoting another person. And then at the end of that sentence, there's like six sets of like apostrophes and quotation marks.
The Goonies book? Like
yeah.
The novelization of the movie? I must have read that 50 times as a kid.
Did you have the version with the pages in the middle?
With the pictures in the middle? I believe so.
They had the one with the octopus, which didn't make any sense.
Yeah, because they had the scene with the octopus. It was kind of a stupid scene in the book.
It was a bad scene. Yeah.
They throw a boombox at the octopus that's playing Talking Heads.
I mean, I'm glad I finally found out what that was, because when I was a kid...
What is that?
What?
What is that?
There's an octopus that attacks them, but that's a deleted scene. They talk about it on the end at the beach, when one of the scenes
was
like, there's an octopus, and yeah.
That line confused me. I was like, there's no octopus.
I'm like, why are they lying about that? They're telling the truth about everything else, and it really bothered me when I was a kid, so I'm glad I finally
found cut that out of the...
They kill the octopus with David Byrne.
Weird. Yeah, they didn't. That would seems like a major continuity thing. If you're going to edit out a scene,
you would have had to film that whole scene again, right? Probably just decided it wasn't worth it.
I guess there are a number of like movies that I've seen on video and then watched the deleted scenes and then been like, oh yeah, they referenced this and they had totally cut this out of the movie. I watched Zach and Miri make a porno or whatever.
Oh yeah,
and I saw something. It was it's totally worth seeing.
I like that.
But there's a part early on in the movie where like he goes up to start the car and there's like this giant brown like mess on the car door window, like the driver's side window, and I'm like, that is totally something that they cut out because there's no reason for it to be like that unless there's something important. And sure enough, in the deleted scenes, he had gone out earlier to try to open the door and couldn't, and tried to throw coffee on it to warm it up, mm-hmm. to get it, and it just froze. The whole thing just froze on the door. So yeah, but I feel like it's pretty rare that I notice something and then realize like that it has to be something that they cut out, and then sure enough, it was.
Was there another deleted scene from the Goonies, or was it just the octopus?
They went to space.
I think that's the only one they filmed fully and cut out. Mm. There were other ones that were written in. But I don't think they ever even got filmed.
Yeah, man, there was like a vacation that I went on, like a car vacation, and I just read that Goonies book from cover to cover, and then I would just start over at the beginning again.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
I really like
obsessed with it. It was good. Yeah, I kind of want to read it right now. I feel like you can read it in like an hour.
I'm trying to think of what books that I've read.
It's super short and big print, and it's like a movie novelization for young adult readers. Okay. So like,
I just got the Goonies. Like motto in it, which I can't remember right now.
It's got right. That is the scene that they cut out because they officially induct Andy
the
into
the well,
Goonies,
right?
The bottom of the well,
yeah,
and make her go through
right.
this entire long speech that they'd written, and that's all in the book.
Wait,
yeah,
they didn't.
You're right.
They did something at the bottom.
Did something,
the
yeah, but they don't do like a. As written, there was an actual like induction ceremony,
huh?
Where she has to repeat the Goonie oath,
it's like through heaven and hell and nuclear war. Let's see if I can find it.
That's interesting. I'm trying to think of books that I have read many times. Like, Ender's Game comes to mind as probably the book that I've read over and over again the most. I've read Princess Bride a couple times.
I've only read that once. I read, I still read The Diamond Age once in a while.
Yeah.
I read Dune a bunch of times.
I've read Robert Anton Wilson's Schrödinger's Cat trilogy and Illuminatus trilogy a bunch of times.
Huh. I read the Illuminatus trilogy once, and that was one time too many.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, I read series a bunch of times. For a while, every time a new Harry Potter book came out, I would read the whole series, but that got
once.
Really old really quick.
I think I got into it after the third book came out, and I read all of them.
Yeah.
And then the fourth book came out, and I read the first three, and the fourth one, I was like,
yeah.
I did that too.
I'm just going to ask people what the other books were about every time this comes out.
You know, as soon as I stopped doing that is when I stopped caring about the books.
Really? So,
yeah. You know, although as time went on, my favorite at first, the fourth one was my favorite, and then I just totally landed on the third one as my favorite. That's how I am about series, I think. Except for Ender's Game.
You always go for the
and
fourth
Dune.
And the
they
third.
Always suck. No.
Oh.
Just the third is always the best. The Wastelands? Fucking best book.
Huh.
You gotta read the Dark Tower series.
I know.
I didn't finish it.
There's a lot of stuff I need to read. I'm like way behind. I just have not made time to read in a long time, and I need to do that.
You also gotta read Firestarter if you haven't read it.
I have not read Firestarter.
Firestarter.
I think that's one of the few of his that I haven't read.
Oh, it's so good. I've read it a bunch of times. I read it again like last year because I found a copy of it. So good.
Stuck on the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah. I'm
like, oh.
Yeah. Man, that's a good book. Like a lot of his earlier stuff I didn't care for. Huh. But I just Firestarter, he really sort of figured out how to make characters that you liked.
I just really admire his imagination, you know, like the stories that he comes up with. The ideas for the stories are so good. Like, you know, so many movies have been based on stuff, even like just short stories of his, that are so good because the story is like comes from someplace really interesting, you know.
Do you think Michael Jackson actually died, or do you think they just staged his death so that he can move to some underground lair where he can just fuck little boys in peace?
Or maybe he died years and years ago.
I don't know. It's unclear.
Seems like you could pull that off, right? If you had, like, hundreds of millions of dollars, it seems like you could fake your own death pretty convincing, especially if some
random
thing.
He hasn't got hundreds of millions, though, anymore. Wasn't he?
He's got
he was all selling
cents.
Off shit to pay bills and stuff.
I don't know.
It's weird how you can, it's like, everyone can assume that you're, like, a billionaire and you could be destitute.
Zabor says, why don't tonic water elementals in the daily dungeon have a tonic water drop or pickpocket?
It's kind of powerful. It's kind
it
of
is,
powerful
yeah.
Drop.
Emiliana says, it would be excellent if grab a chamois from the bucket was able to be added to the combat bar buttons. Trouble is, doing that is a non-combat action, right?
Yeah.
We're considering ways of doing a non-combat action bar that lets you put chat macros on either keyboard shortcuts or just like buttons that you can hit that go over in the chat pane. This is going to be one of those things that I feel like it's going to take a long time and a lot of iterations before we come up with something that's like satisfyingly simple enough for me and functional enough for everybody else. Although Chris is going to pull it off.
Yeah. The images are the weird thing, right? Like, if you want to actually have images on the buttons like you do with the action
we could
bar.
But we could just give people an array of 50 images to choose from, and, like, you know, it's not like there aren't. And then a Tuesday update can be 10 more images for macros. Because all that is just whitelisting 10 more images. Right? What were the weird, like, the severed ear, and what images were you using for the tabs in the guild bank on World of Warcraft?
Oh.
It was like a stein of beer, a pretzel.
Yeah, the shiny golden pretzel, the severed ear, and that one quest item that looks like a bird-shaped butt plug.
Bird-shaped
another one that I can't remember it.
You know, the
shiny golden sausage.
Mm.
One of the items that I never got that I really wanted to get from World of Warcraft was the item that lets you have an Arakoa outfit sort of whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's super, it's like a rare drop from that sort of obnoxious.
It only works in Terrakar, though, I think.
No, it works
there's
everywhere.
One for a quest that only works in Terrakar, which I just left that quest unfinished for like a long, long time so that I could just have that outfit on, but the fact that it only worked in Terrakar made it a little less.
Yeah, no, there's one that works anywhere, which was really neat. But it was a rare, it was like a 1% drop off something.
Those guys were really
boss.
Great. I was really pleased with those bird dudes and how much they were like the
Skettis. Yeah.
Did they have a proper jump animation?
I don't know.
It was always really jarring to see a shapeshift in there that didn't have a good jump animation, because it's just naturally spent so much time, just lift off the ground and fall back. The jump animation is just such a clear indicator of whether a game is any good or not.
Mm.
That's so weird that it is, but yeah.
Yeah.
Because what else didn't have the Draconids didn't have a good jump animation, because you get the mind control orb where you turn into a black dragon, mm-hmm. black dragonoid or whatever.
Oh, and the attunement for Anixia.
The horde side at least. And then, I don't know. I don't think they did. I think they just moved up and down.
Haste Bro says, Accordion Thief's sing skill should have different effects depending on what songs the Accordion Thief has active. Yeah, you're right, brother. That was the initial conception of it, and that like the whole hands-free harmonica thing, granting combat skills based on it. It just never. It's easier to think that that's a good idea than it is to come up with an implementation of it. Because I keep trying. RDFM says, and when Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer. I mean, I just got the goddamn gold trophy in Plants vs. Zombies. Pretty fun. Yeah, it was honestly kind of depressing to get the gold trophy in Plants vs. Zombies.
Which one's the gold one?
It's the one for beating all the levels.
Oh. I finally got my Yeti, so my, like, bestiary is complete, and I just don't care enough about the Zen Garden to keep doing it. It's just not enough. It's not interesting enough.
Yeah. I just want Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Yeah, I mean, they make a sequel, I'd totally buy it.
Although, where are they going to go from there, you know? How much of the same would I be willing to tolerate in a sequel, right? Like, if two-thirds of the plants were the same and there were new plants, because what can you really do with zombies? Oh, these zombies have flamethrowers, and you have an asbestos fern. You know, like, that's not interesting, right?
They could do different geometries, they could do...
More of the same.
I mean, because right now everything just comes in from one side, and you could have stuff coming from two sides.
The miners come in from the other side.
Well, but you see them. I mean, everything's still coming from one side, and then you, like... But you could have, like, actually... Like, they could make it more like a real-time...
Ooh, I knew! They could make it a hex-based grid and put it in space. That worked really well for the puzzle quest guys.
Right, because plants adapt well to space.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Jason movie series, when they put him in space...
Oh, really that did. That really improved things, yeah. Josh the Maniac says, if the rib of the boner Dagon is a staff, how come it can't be used to make a chef stave? Should be.
Chef staves are 100% Jix baby, so if you have any problems with them, then you have to bug him about them.
Yeah, although what I should be doing is getting you involved in that process, because the main thing about chef staves is like, fuck, what does he want to eat and stuff?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the main problem. I feel like if you asked me, I could totally help you with this.
I know. That's what I just said.
No. You just sort of wistful comment about how it would be nice, but you didn't say, hey, help me do this.
All right. So one of the things we're doing for next Tuesday is adding a chef staff from the Rib of the Boner Dagon, okay, and maybe one from the staff of Ed.
Okay. Does that stick around?
Yeah. It does. So we'll have to make sure that Roderick is robust enough to not do that when you... I believe that there is a single array that contains all of that stuff, and we can just only populate that array with that item, because it's untradeable, right? So we could only populate the array with that item if you're finished with the quest, and then it'll be fine.
Alright.
Captain Spam says, why aren't there any Count Duckula references when fighting the vampire duck? I don't know. I mean, Count Duckula himself did not actually attack people. He was a vegetarian vampire.
Right.
Who only drank ketchup.
Or at least
ketchup.
In his own show, he was. I don't remember if he was vegetarian in the original Danger Mouse Christmas.
Panicula just attacked vegetables as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I got that book from the bookmobile.
There was a whole series.
Yeah, they had several of those. Those actually sucked the
five or six of them.
The juice out of the vegetables, leaving like white carrots and white cucumbers.
The celery stalks at midnight was one of the other books.
That was one.
Huh.
The celery stalks at midnight.
Oh, was that your introduction to terrible jokes?
No.
Remind me to thank them. Ailfin says, fuck, I was only a couple turns away from finishing my Batman Black Cat run and accidentally forgot to switch back after the tower from the first.
Oh,
that's so brutal.
That is mean.
It happens sadly often.
Tower Familiars, well, so there's like the Starfish and the Tower Familiars. So there's really only two places that you are likely to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
They're always right at the very end. I guess the Blackbird. So three places.
Death Sausage says, Pride and Prejudice is public domain. It was published in 1813. The newest movie isn't, but that doesn't stop someone from adapting the book again. Who wrote Pride and Prejudice? Jane Austen?
Yeah. That guy that wrote that book is doing a follow-up that sounded really awesome, although I can't remember offhand what it was.
Maybe we can adapt the book to run on 110 current. Instead of the 240.
Noah Namek says, who started the Camptown racist thing? I love the running joke. Doodah, doodah. I think that's all Scully. He's the only one that ever put that into anything. Although lore had written that thing that counts syllables in, or maybe somebody does it manually, but it would do CNN headlines that had seven syllables and then put doo-dah doo-dah at the end of them. To pull them live from CNN.com. So it must have been programmatically counting syllables.
The fact that that is possible is weird.
Yeah, it's, you know, that weird little one line of JavaScript that Zeno wrote almost always gets the number of syllables right.
Yeah.
Nightval says, you guys could do with some references to Garth Nix's works. The guy's awesome. Also, thanks for more C content. I can't wait till the next series. Who's Garth Nix?
I found out what the follow-up to that is going to be.
What is it?
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Nice.
Is it Nix and Ads?
Is it based on like a biography of Abraham Lincoln or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see. 6:55, huh? Is this clock actually right? Do we know what time it is for real?
6:55. 6:56 is what I got.
Royal Tonberry says, Slimy Synapse is unaffected by MP% modifiers like wisdom, bug, or feature. Thing. I think it should be unaffected.
Because it would then... I mean, that would stack very...
Yeah.
Any plus MP stuff would stack.
But this leads me to believe that maybe other stuff is affected by wisdom, which it really shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Like let's say you have 100 MP native, and you have wisdom, so you have 150 MP, and then you get a plus 10 MP, plus 10 max MP item. We don't pay enough attention. We kind of throw around plus max MP stuff with impunity because it doesn't really, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
So maybe the multiplication there is weird.
I don't know. We'd have to find out.
There, you know, the two of the trivial skills were broken for a long, long time because they were supposed to give plus 10% at extra mana or some shit.
Yeah, they were coded incorrectly.
Yeah, they were coded wrong. Or like they were coded to give plus percent mana, but then plus percent mana didn't do anything.
Right.
Yeah. Severus says, maybe to add some more neatness to Accordion Thieves, you could have their Sing skill tune itself to one of their buffs, perhaps whichever one they have the most turns of, and have Sing do something different in combat, like Dirge of Dreadfulness could do a bit of extra spooky damage at the end, and maybe de-level the monster slightly. But Sing could cost as much MP to use as the buff did to cast. And since Accordion Thieves have different icons for each of their songs now, how about making the You Play X Turns of X song have unique messages for each song? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Actually.
The second one.
Again, so Severus, yes, you're right. Dirge of Dreadfulness should totally do some spooky damage when you sing, and Mojo Muscular Melody should totally...
Restore some MP.
Yeah. And, you know, Cletus's Canticle of Celerity obviously should...
Give you an extra round of combat.
So if you
just chain,
you do Celerity and then Mojo, and Celerity and then Mojo, and Celerity and then Mojo, you keep getting extra rounds of combat, which you use to get free MP, more MP than you're spending.
Yeah.
This is great. We've invented a new kind of stasis.
But you realize you can't actually, like, the whole point would be you only can pick one.
What?
You can pick one.
No, because obviously if we did this, we would allow Accordion Thieves to randomly switch out. We would give them a class feature that made their buffs randomly replace themselves with other buffs.
Right.
That's what distinguishes them. Yeah, let's get off the radios.
Okay.
Alright, well, I'll see you Monday, and then the trip to San Diego is not going to interrupt the radio show. We'll be back on shitty mics.
Oh, because you're not going to take this?
We'll be eating at this restaurant called Shitty Mike's. Terrible food bistro.
I need to remember to take my headset then.
Oh, yeah. I guess we could take this rig.
Yeah, you just don't want to move it.
Yeah. I don't want to unplug anything because I'm afraid that I won't be able to get anything plugged back in where it's supposed to be.
You could take a picture of it.
It's true. You could take a picture of it. You're the professional photographer.
It's true.
All right.
My camera's like super high resolution now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway, well, I'll talk to you later.
Have a good weekend, everybody.